What's happening locally? The news.
And let us take our Friday morning look and some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. God left things exactly as they should be, men and women. Coalitions and movements that promote different ideas, ideas of gender and diversity that go against society and family. Phrases like these were heard during the incident period of the plenary session of the National Assembly, during the session this Thursday. The 2030 agenda and equal marriage issues have agitated the electoral campaign for the May the 5th elections and are now also appearing in the legislature. The discussion was started by PRD member Rupilio Abrego, substitute deputy for Benicio Robinson from Boca Toreno. During the campaign, we have seen coalitions and movements that promote ideas different from what Article 56 of the Constitution says. As defenders of the family, we want to ask the Panamanian population to stay away from people who go around with this idea of violating the law by introducing ideas of gender, of diversity, which goes against society and the family. We must be clear about who are the ones who are carrying out this agenda, he said, in clear reference to his colleagues in the independent bench. Juan Diego Vasquez, independent deputy, answered, "I can't stop talking about the crazy things and lies mentioned here. The independent bench has not presented a single bill that talks about any kind of changes like those that the substitute deputy just mentioned," he stated. He reminded him that he and his party, the Democratic Revolutionary Party, the PRD, approved Law 406 that adopted the law contract between the state and Mining Panama, a rule that the Supreme Court of Justice declared unconstitutional. It was that same seat. It was the same majority of deputies from his party who approved a contract with 25 unconstitutionalities, he reminded him. He also mentioned that he promotes crazy political and corrupt Bill 1138 to create a district and three townships in Bocas del Toro. In addition, he called him a messenger of his principal, Benicio Robinson, who he accused of being a coward for not daring to go to work. Later, Abdel Becker, also from the PRD, joined the discussion. It was this Boca Toreno deputy who said, "God left things exactly as they should be, men and women." Both Becker and Rupilio Abrego spoke on behalf of their party's campaign. Becker said that the PRD will always respect the rights of families in this country. "We're going to continue defending the families of the country." Abrego assured that his presidential candidate, José Gabriel Gabi Carrizo, is the only one who said firmly that he is going to protect the family. Newspaper La Prensa has had access to a database with communications obtained by the National Security Council with the Pegasus espionage system in the last 2 years of Ricardo Martinelli's government. That was from 2012 to 2014. In this database, there is documentation about the lawyer, deputy and presidential candidate Zulay Rodriguez of a partisan, electoral and commercial political nature. At that time, Rodriguez was not a representative. She had been a substitute criminal judge. She was dedicated to the exercise of her profession. She had enrolled in the Democratic Revolutionary Party, and then some audios circulated with her personal conversations. She always blamed Martinelli for that, but when the former president was prosecuted for the wiretapping, she did not become a plaintiff or testify at trial. Soon, La Prensa will make available to its readers an interactive database, just like the Ifaro one, so that any interested reader can consult these documents. Currently, Rodriguez is being prosecuted for alleged money laundering and malfeasance in the Supreme Court of Justice for appropriating some gold bars owned by a former client named José Luis Penagos. Rodriguez, in addition to being a presidential candidate, aspires to re-election as a representative of San Miguelito and also wants to be mayor of that district. Although she has been a member of the PRD since 2011, she's now competing for free nomination, although her candidacy of mayor is also supported by Realizing Goals, the RM party, the party, of course, founded by Ricardo Martinelli. The water shortage threatens both the supply for citizens and the operation of the vital Panama Canal. Therefore, it's not surprising that two heavyweights who know about water solutions have been made visible in the electoral contest, supporting a respective candidate for the elections on the 5th of May. Martin Torrijos leverages himself with the figure of Alberto Alemanzubieta, former administrator of the canal, while Ricardo Lombana does the same through former administrator Jorge Luis Quijano. Both campaigns know the role and muscle that these two figures represent, understanding that the canal has always been seen as the example to follow in terms of public administration and management. On Wednesday, prior to the last presidential debate, both campaigns brought out their artillery to talk about the problem of water, the logistical and maritime development of the country. The speakers were, precisely, Zubieta and Quijano. Alemán highlighted that one of the biggest problems in the capital city and Colón is the poor distribution of water, with losses of up to 47% of the total produced. In this sense, he proposed that the operation of the water treatment plants be carried out by the Panama Canal to guarantee supply, given that production is assured. He also emphasized the need to address legal aspects and advance concrete solutions, such as incorporating the Indio River Basin into the canal. The current administration of the Panama Canal Authority, the ACP, under the mandate of Ricuarte Catín Vázquez, in addition to the two former administrators, Zubieta and Quijano, are inclined to develop a reservoir or reservoir in the Indio River region. Quijano, advisor to Ricardo Lombana's campaign, emphasized the need to address the problem of the Indio River Basin and the future of the canal, recalling that since 2019 he had already warned the five presidential candidates of that time of the crisis that was brewing, was coming. He highlighted the presidential candidate's proposal in the logistics and maritime area. It focuses on improving infrastructure, such as the road from La Chorrera to David, especially to Santiago, which is crucial for logistics and has increased costs due to its current state. It also contemplates improving maritime cabotage movement from Puerto Moyes in Chiriquí to Vacamonte in Panama Oeste. A person was shot and killed on Thursday in an incident that occurred near the Santa Maria La Antigua University, USMA, on Ricardo J. Alfaro Avenue in Panama City. The victim, a 37-year-old man, was driving a taxi with the license plate 8T30871. According to the preliminary reports, criminals fired shots at the victim in a precarious area known as San Jose, located at the back of this house of higher education. Injured, the taxi driver drove to the USMA parking lots where he collided with a motorcyclist and other vehicles in the area. Officials from the National Police and personnel from the 991 Enrique Emergency Management System went to the scene. No arrests have been reported related to the incident. A search operation has been activated in the surrounding areas to find those responsible for the event, which occurred at noon. The Deputy Commissioner of Police, Guillermo Siuki, said that the deceased was attacked with a firearm in 2016, an incident that occurred in the San Joaquin sector. The National Police and the Public Ministry reported that in the morning hours of this Thursday, about nine people were arrested who were allegedly related to various crimes, including homicide. According to the authorities, 21 search procedures were carried out in the town of Veracruz, western Panama, and of the nine people arrested, six are allegedly linked to the crime of homicide and three to attempted homicide. In the middle of the operation, illicit substances were seized that are possibly related to micro-trafficking in the sector, the police reported. The detainees will be placed under the orders of the corresponding judicial authorities in the next few hours. The director of the National Police, John Dornheim, reported that this year 24 people have been arrested in Veracruz, of which 18 are allegedly related to homicide cases. And now for the serious business. Ferrer Olvera, Juan Carreros, Alex González and Sergio Vallín, members of the famous rock band Mana, will perform in Panama City on Tuesday, the 23rd of April, as part of the Mexico Lindo y Quiero Tour. The concert will take place at the Rod Caillou Stadium on Centenario Street, with doors opening at 4 p.m. Just a few days before the event, the requests of some of the members of the group, founded in 1986 in Guadalajara, Mexico, are now known. A bottle of Macallan 12-year-old whiskey, 15 Corona Light beers and 5 ice-cold non-alcoholic Heineken beers are among the requests for the dressing room of Fair, the vocalist. Additionally, a tray of organic fruits, a bunch of organic bananas, sliced clean ginger, a jar of organic honey, and an order of sushi are part of the request list. As for one, the bassist, he has requested a tray of assorted snacks and another of assorted organic fruits. Regarding drinks, it was requested that there be bottles of water, Gatorade, frozen Corona beers, cans of Red Bull, among others, in his room. Alex, in charge of the drums, requested a bottle of Malavida Blanco, tequila, and another of Malavida Reposado, as well as a bottle of Hendrix Gin. To eat, the list details a tray of vegetables and dressing. Guitarist Sergio has ordered a tray of sandwiches, assorted chocolates, organic fruits and bananas, as well as 3 packs of gum. Water bottles and soda cans of various flavours are also requested. The legendary Panamanian rock band Los 33 will open the Maná concert in Panama Showpro. The company in charge of producing the event has urged attendees to arrive early to avoid traffic congestion on the roads near Rodcar U Stadium. It's recommended to arrive in a group and use one of the different transport platforms available. For this activity, free parking will be offered at Alta Plaza Mall, and from where round-trip transportation to Rodcayu will be offered at no cost. And as for me this morning, I've had a cup of coffee and a packet of biscuits. That's all we had. Right, that's it. There's our look at some of the local news stories compiled for you on this morning's show.